It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. Hello, friends. Welcome to a brand new day. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick and efficient look at all the headlines across the board as you start your day. Let's go. Okay, we always start with the top story. One of the biggest stories right now is the hush money case involving former President Trump. Jury selection began yesterday. The former president was there, and he addressed the media beforehand. He called it, quote, political persecution like never before. I read that over 50 prospective jurors were dismissed because it was determined that they couldn't be impartial. They have to answer like 42 questions to see if they're going to make the jury. Juror selection continues today. It's a big deal because it's the first time a former president has ever been on criminal trial. So depending on the verdict, the Republican nominee in the upcoming presidential election could be a convicted felon. And this is the first of four criminal trials coming in his future. Hey, getting into sports here. The WNBA draft was held last night in Brooklyn, and as expected, Caitlin Clark, who broke all sorts of NCAA records, was the number one pick, quite possibly the best to ever do it. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever. Hey, my home state. Congrats, Indiana. One of the other big names out of women's college basketball was Angel Reese. She is now playing for the Chicago Sky, drafted number 7th overall. And over in the NBA, the regular season wrapped up Sunday night, and the postseason has arrived. There are 8 teams still hanging on for the play-in tournament, and those games get started tonight. They'll wrap up Friday, and the playoffs will officially begin on Saturday. Okay, on to some entertainment headlines here. Another big court case in the news right now was that of Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She was the armorer on the set of that Alec Baldwin movie, Rust. She was found to be responsible for the accidental death of Helena Hutchins. Well, she was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month, and yesterday she was sentenced. Hannah Gutierrez Reed was given the maximum penalty of 18 months in prison. This June marks the 30th anniversary of O.J. Simpson's white Bronco police chase, and the owners of it want to sell it. There's obviously renewed interest on account of his passing as well. It's currently sitting in a crime museum in Tennessee, but the people that own it and are loaning it to the museum, they're looking to get $1.5 million for it. In relationship news, it looks like the kid Leroy and Tate McRae are dating. I guess that's been a rumor for a while, and he just sort of confirmed it on stage while she was there watching him. And in baby news, a couple things. First, Henry Cavill and his girlfriend Natalie Viscuso are expecting their first baby. Congrats. And Logan Paul is going to be a dad. His fiance Nina Agdal is pregnant with their first. On to some movie and TV news. Keanu Reeves has joined the cast of Sonic 3. He's going to be the voice of Shadow. That movie's out December 20th, and my son is going to be the first in line. He's a big Keanu guy. No, he's a Sonic fan. In TV news, we've heard about a few shows being canceled lately, but that's not the case for Tamron Hall, no. It was just announced that her show, Tamron Hall, will be back on CBS for a 6th season. It also just came out that ABC is bringing their cop drama The Rookie back for a 7th season. This is a big deal. CBS just picked up a new daytime soap opera called The Gates. It's the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years. The last one was Generations on NBC back in 1989. And if you were a This Is Us fan, you'll be happy to hear that Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, and Chris Sullivan are starting a rewatch podcast where they go through the episodes. It's called That Was Us, and it's coming next month. Yeah, I've been on the AG1 train for a long time, guys. I was inspired. This is a true story. I was inspired to start drinking it when I heard Dax Shepard talking about it years ago on his podcast, and then they eventually hopped on board as a partner of mine on this show, and I love talking about a product that I genuinely love and use every day. AG1 is a foundational nutritional supplement. I really drink it every morning. It supports my immune health, which is super important when I've got small children bringing home every sickness imaginable from school. It has prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. Oh, and I love the taste. That helps as well. They know what they're doing over there, and I've got a deal for you. You can try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. On to some music news now. I've got Billy Joel news. First, CBS aired a Billy Joel special Sunday night. It was called The 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. But fans were not happy with the way it turned out. For a lot of the country, the show ended 2 minutes early when he was in the middle of Piano Man. Come on. CBS got a lot of angry calls and messages. So now, to make it up to fans, they're going to rebroadcast that special in its entirety this Friday night. Yesterday, I mentioned Childish Gambino after he showed up on stage at Coachella. That's the stage name of Donald Glover. He just announced that he is retiring that stage name. He said he's got two more albums under the name Childish Gambino on the way, and then that chapter is closed. And this is cool. Five of Bob Marley's sons are going on tour. They're calling themselves the Marley Brothers, and they'll be playing their dad's old hits. I like that. All right, some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. Yesterday was tax day, and I'm sorry if you were affected by this, but H&R Block had a major outage. That is bad timing. Their software crashed. Lots of people were very frustrated trying to file their last-minute returns. Seems like they got it resolved around 4 p.m. Eastern time. I also heard the IRS, they said they were expecting 1 million returns every hour yesterday. Jeez. Yesterday, FBI agents boarded the cargo ship that caused that bridge collapse in Baltimore. They have now officially opened an investigation, a criminal probe into that deadly incident. A new survey found that the most stressful time of the day, what do you think it is? Get something in your head right now. What is it for you? 8:15 is the average time. The chaos of getting up and out of the house in the morning, especially if you have kids. 8:15 a.m., the most stressful time of the day. In food news, the Barbie craze is not over. Heinz has teamed up with Mattel to launch barbecue sauce. It's bright pink barbecue sauce. People are wondering if ketchup might be next. You know, Kencha, man, that one doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way. And lastly here, ending on a positive note, this one is here in my backyard in Nashville. A Girl Scout troop here in Nashville, they're in the news for using their cookie money to install microchip scanners at their local library and a nearby animal shelter. That's what the kids are using their earnings for. So now if anyone finds a lost dog or cat in the area, they can conveniently take it to get scanned. Thanks to these Girl Scouts. More of this. That is so cool. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. If you're not subscribed, please do so. You can follow the show on Instagram at First Thing Pod. And as Ron Howard is about to say, please tell your friends about this show. It's back. And I need you to spread the word. Thanks. Have a great day.
Please tell your friends about this show.